Christians face a volatile threat in Egypt. It really does take a village to raise a child. There's a new project helping flesh that idea out in Uganda. And InterVarsity is taking the Urbana Experience on tour. We'll tell you what that means on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. I'm Ruth Kramer. Militants are threatening to blow up Christian properties in northern Egypt's border areas if they don't leave. Church leaders think it's connected to the uproar over the anti-Islamic film. The situation highlights the question for many believers, stay or flee? ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says their team has decided to stay, whatever happens.
I think what our staff is seeing is that they are experiencing a real outpouring of God's Spirit as it relates to the program that they're conducting.
Rodehaver says mass hysteria feeds the rumor mills, which cause the extreme reactions they've seen in the last few weeks. That's caused their team to ask themselves this question.
How can we minister to the people that God has called us to? And that takes a great amount of wisdom and courage. And so that becomes a real focus for the prayers of God's people.
Next, Haiti isn't making global headlines, but the streets were closed for several days last week in Haiti's second largest city, so says Eva DeHart with For Haiti with Love. A huge spike in food prices drove hundreds of protesters into the streets. A container with 43,000 pounds of food is at the For Haiti headquarters, but since roads are closed, the workers can't reach it. Pray for peace and resolution in Haiti. Heavy rains would force protesters inside, so ask God to send the downpours to Cap Haitian. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a new ministry beginning in eastern Uganda, deep in the village. In Ugandan terms, that's really out in the boondocks. Every Child Ministries, Mark and Stacy Lucky are working in the village of Nigobia, half a day's ride from the nearest city. Mark says,
Luka District and the Busoga tribe in general are the poorest in Uganda. So in a poor country, they are the poorest.
The local church asked for their help, so they launched a village education project known as the Afayo Project. It covers the teachers, church and community development, and agriculture.
Afayo is the Lusoga word for he cares. God cares for children, he cares for orphans, widows, the poor, the needy, he cares for all of us, and he desires us to care for those people as well. So our job is to take the good news of Jesus to those who are in need.
They'll start with the school with the goal of getting it self-sustaining. They need lots of help. You'll find details at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, in 2004, one of the deadliest tsunamis in recent history devastated the southeast coast of India and killed over 8,000 people. India Partners' Donna Glass says survivors continue to struggle.
Life is still really hard. Government money only went so far.
Many fishermen had to become day laborers and lost easy access to medical care. Families often have to choose between working to put food on the table and traveling a day or two to get medicine. Medical vans help by bringing clinics and supplies to remote villages. Glass told us about the impact this ministry had on some children with malaria.
They were at the point of dehydration such that they would have died if the van had not shown up with this intervention.
India Partners needs your help to keep this ministry going. $285 can take care of a whole village. For more, missionnetworknews.org. And are you ready for Urbana? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is taking the Urbana Experience on tour this year, visiting 12 campuses from Boston to San Diego. Urbana on Campus will introduce the themes of Urbana 12, InterVarsity's 23rd Student Missions Conference. Students will also hear from speakers like Urbana Director Tom Lynn and guest missionaries. We'll be talking to Tom later this week. Stay tuned. See if their next stop is your campus. The schedule's posted at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 to see their work in action, or you can click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.